It's Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. It's Passion Tide. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zollsdorf. In 1 week from today, on Holy Thursday, we will be sacramentally present once again in the liturgy to Jesus performing the mandatum and washing his disciples' feet. He will institute the Eucharist and endure the agony in the garden. Today the Roman station is at Santa Polinare alle Terme Neroniane Alessandrine, near the Piazza Navona. Saint Apollinaris, first bishop of Ravenna, may have been born in Syria near Antioch. In Ravenna he suffered repeated beatings and was left for dead more than once. He was finally martyred at Classe outside Ravenna, probably in the time of Septimius Severus, near the end of the 3rd century. A church in his honor stood here in Rome by at least the pontificate of Adrian I, who died in 795. It was on the site of the baths of Nero and Alexander. That church was demolished. The present one was built by Benedict XIV Lambertini in the mid-18th century. It was first entrusted to the German college, and then later on the Jesuits got their clutches up. They humbly accepted its care until their suppression in 1773 by Clement XIV of happy memory. Since 1990, Opus Dei has charge of the church, and the Roman University of the Holy Cross is here, Santa Croce. So let's hear what Father Parsh says about the juxtaposition of Babylon in the lesson and the penitent woman in the Gospel. Two striking tableaus are put before us in today's Mass, namely the Babylonian exile and the penitent woman. Both preach penance. The first shows its need in nature, the second how it brings forgiveness. The Babylonian exile. Three chants in the lesson transport us back to Israel in exile. Our life, particularly during Lent, resembles the Babylonian exile in many respects. Just take this one point of comparison, sin. The cause of the exile was sin. Israel's disloyalty to God. For centuries, Yahweh had warned his people through the prophets. At last, punishment could be delayed no longer. But God heals even as he strikes. Exile was divinely decreed not merely as punishment. It was meant to improve and purify the chosen people. Sin has made men live exiled from paradise. Life has become a veil of tears. Even the Redeemer did not wish to restore paradise to us. We must remain exiles on earth. The conclusion, then, is clear. We must regard the sufferings and restrictions of life as atonement for our sins. And in Lent, we should think first of the ordinary hardships and trials of life, and then of special imposed mortifications. The former must first be met and mastered. Let us conduct ourselves in all circumstances as God's ministers in much patience. Now we understand better what we are praying for in the introit. Everything that you have done to us, Lord, you have done justly, for we sinned against you and did not obey your commandments. Here is the true spirit of penance. No quarreling with fate, no envying the fortune of others. Rather, we pray, Lord, it is good that I am poor or sick, that I have the suffering to bear. I accept it all in the spirit of penance and submission. We will try to realize more vividly the significance of suffering as a means of atonement and spiritual growth. This proper spirit of penance is taught by Daniel's lovely prayer, which serves as today's lesson. Part of the prophet's prayer, in a spirit of humility and with contrite heart, we may be accepted by you, O Lord. The penitent woman. The exile to Babylon educated the Jews to a true spirit of penance, but revealed little on divine forgiveness. The Old Testament merely made men aware of sin. The New grants pardon and peace. This very contrast brings home the sublimity of the new covenant of grace. What a beautiful scene, a public sinner at Jesus' feet. She brought an alabaster jar of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, began to bathe his feet with her tears. She dried them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with oil. What comfort for every sinner comes from Jesus' word. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, many as they are, shall be forgiven her, because she has loved much. But he to whom little is forgiven, loves little. And lastly, your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.